Okay, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and Jazz 88. We're broadcasting live from North Hennepin Community College in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Not only is this our first Metro show, but it's our first TV crossover show, because you might not have realized it, we're recording this right now for Channel 12 here in Brooklyn Park in the northwestern suburbs. So we'll be on public cable access television sometime next week. And those of you back home can look at 12.tv. That's the number 12 spelled out .tv and watch us online. But first of all, here's a guy who knows a thing or two about these northwest suburbs. He's a big person involved with Channel 12. Here's Dave Kaiser. And you know a little bit about the college too, don't you, Dave?
Yes, been in the area for about 30 years, doing lots of stories about the community, but also about this college as well.
Absolutely. Well, so we talked about Brooklyn Park's past a moment ago, so I'm real curious, how would you describe Brooklyn Park today?
An unknown gem. I grew up in Bloomington, so not too far from Brooklyn Park, but if you would have asked me when I was living in Bloomington where Brooklyn Park was, I could not have told you. But now that I've been in this area for about 25, 30 years, it is a gem. Mississippi River, parks, community, it's a great place to live.
Cool. Well, what makes Brooklyn Park unique from other suburbs? What stands out to you?
Well, a couple things. Obviously, the diversity is a big point, and I'll mention a little bit more about that. But another thing that I have heard from some that have been before me in the city is three school districts. So the city of Brooklyn Park is part of three school districts. And a lot of times what builds community and identity is the school district, as obviously up north in smaller towns that's the case. But here, that hasn't been the case as much because everyone goes to a different high school. And so what's happened here is that responsibility has fallen to the residents and the community itself. And they've done a great job building community here.
Excellent. So what do you think has made this a city that, or I should say, what are the challenges you think that come with being a city that's grown and diversified so much over a relatively short amount of time?
It has been amazing, and you think back and you think in the early days it was the Swedes and those from Norway and Germany that came and were the new people to the community. And now it's those from Africa and from Asia. And some of the challenges that I've heard about and we've done stories about is you'll hear about people from another country that don't know how to react when the police car comes up behind you. Or how do I take care of my lawn? They've never had a home with a lawn, and so they have to depend on the city to really instruct them of what it means to cut the weeds and not park in the middle of your lawn.
So looking ahead for Brooklyn Park, what do you see the future as for this place, and what lies beyond?
I think it's a fantastic future. Eldon mentioned 610 and the freeway that's just to the north of us here, just north of the college. So business is booming. Youth are very important to this community. In fact, I just interviewed the mayor this week, and he's going to Washington, D.C. to talk about things they're doing here with the youth and going to Los Angeles. So the youth are a big positive part of what's going on here in the community.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Dave Kaiser, for your time here tonight.
You're welcome.
Tell us about Brooklyn Park. Give him a hand, folks. Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and Jazz 88. I'm Aaron Brown. Tonight we're broadcasting live from North Hennepin Community College, the theater here, for our spring show. Next year, North Hennepin Community College will celebrate its 50th year. Founded in 1966, this college has ushered the students and surrounding community through many changes in the modern era. But as our Great Northern players will now show, North Hennepin Community College was a part of American history. President Lyndon B. Johnson was the one who installed the elaborate recording system in the Oval Office that became so famous under President Nixon. Well, thanks to the Johnson tapes, now made public in the 21st century, we have access to conversations that demonstrate how Brooklyn Park was once a hot topic at the White House.
He's on, sir.
Hubert?
Yes, Mr. President. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, anything for my bald-headed, puffy-cheeked, Scandahoovian vice president. I wouldn't want to be on your bad side. You might tug on my sleeve or some such thing. I swear, Hubert, you're docile, like a Canadian. You smell better than a Canadian, though. I grant you that. Well, I was once in a steam room with Lester Pearson, Prime Minister of Canada, and I swear it was like I was in a gravy factory. Man was like a gravy fountain. But you don't smell like that. You smell kind of minty.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's what I strive for.
You do a good job, Hubert. They love you up there in Minnesota. I bet they name a stadium after you someday. It'll fall down in the snow, of course, but for a time, your family will be very proud.
Thank you, sir. I'm calling to ask you a favor.
Name it, Hubert. Anything.
Well, back in Minnesota, they're opening a new college up north of Minneapolis called North Hennepin Junior College. It's in Brooklyn Park. They're going to have a big ceremony, and I thought it might be nice if you signed some kind of proclamation.
Junior college, huh? Well, we need more of those. Wouldn't want people walking around ignorant like some of the fellows we know in Congress. I used to teach, you know. Hell, I'd got a teaching at a junior college, I might never have run for office. Good thing. Who knows who might be sitting in this seat?
Maybe me, sir.
Don't get fresh with me, Hubert. You'd be shoveling snow half-drunk on rhubarb schnapps if it weren't for me.
You're probably right about that, Mr. President. Do you think you could help with the proclamation?
Well, sure. Let's take it down now. Jenny, you on?
Yes, Mr. President.
Jenny, I'm going to give dictation on a proclamation from my friend Hubert here. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I, Lyndon Baines Johnson, President of the United States, do hereby congratulate North Hennepin Junior College in Brooklyn Center.
Park, sir. Brooklyn Park.
Well, ain't that the same thing?
No, sir. It's a different place.
Is that the same thing as Anoka?
It's all in the same general area, yes.
Anyway, I declare North Hennepin, et cetera, as the shining educational beacon of that place we were talking about just north of Minneapolis, which is a city I've actually been to. Hey, Hubert, you remember when we went and saw that waterfall?
Yes, sir.
What was that waterfall called? That was special.
That was Minnehaha Falls, Mr. President.
Oh, don't be yanking on my bullwhip now, son. You don't really call it that, do you?
Sir, is this in the letter?
It ain't in the letter, Jenny. It's a proclamation. Type it up on that special paper that feels like leather.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have any of that kind left.
Well, hell, Jenny. Get Bob Roscoe on the phone.
Yes, sir.
You may wish to mention something about preparing the sons and daughters of Hennepin County for a brighter future.
Jenny will fix that up. How is the family, Hubert?
Oh, wonderful, sir. My oldest is...
Bob Roscoe on the line, sir.
Okay, can if Hubert. Bob Roscoe, you own that paper plant up by Philadelphia, right?
Yes, Mr. President, and we're big supporters of yours.
I know, that's why I'm calling. You all, your daddy, I think it was, made up some paper for me one time that was real nice, like a baby cow's backside. Didn't smear, felt like fabric.
Yes, Mr. President.
Now, I need a couple reams of that, maybe some envelopes, too.
We have many kinds of paper, sir. The Quillmaster won't smear, but the Executor is much softer.
Well, what kind holds up the best? We want this here proclamation to last into the next century. This is a proclamation. I'm not wiping my bunghole here.
Well, Mr. President, we make quality paper, but I can't see into the future.
I was afraid of that. Jenny, patch in Dr. Pennybaker at the university.
Which university, sir?
The secret one, 5 miles below Denver.
Right away, sir.
Mr. President, I wasn't aware that we had secret universities below Denver.
Need to know basis, Hubert. Don't trouble yourself. Any scenario we need them is one in which you are a crispy critter.
Dr. Pennybaker is on the line, Mr. President.
Pennybaker, you still pale, smart, and weird?
Mr. President, yes, I am very much the same, yes.
good. You remember that time portal you showed me? That deal in the basement there that makes all the whooping sounds and such? Well, anyway, I need you to patch a call through there so I can talk to someone in the future.
Hold on, Mr. President. I didn't mean for this to be so much trouble. I just wanted a simple proclamation for the people in Brooklyn Park.
And that's just what you're going to get. What do you say, Pennybaker? I need a call to the future.
Well, I suppose I could make a sort of radio connection with a future time period. They have mobile telephone signals and something called the Internet that allows for information to be sent on computers instead of being printed out. Give me a moment to make my calculations.
Okay, Pennybaker. Pop that portal just as soon as you can.
Say, Mr. President, I don't like the sound of this Internet thing. Sounds like it would be bad for the paper industry.
Roscoe, you think too much. They'll have to print the directions on something, won't they? Don't fight the future, Bob.
Mr. President, I have the portal open, and we have established a phone connection with the year 2015.
Good. Call North Hennepin Junior College in Minnesota.
Okay, is this in the Coon Rapids?
Actually, it's Brooklyn Park. Again, same place.
I see. Yeah, it's called North Hennepin Community College now. Yeah, I've started the call.
All right, everybody be quiet. I'll handle this.
Hello, North Hennepin Community College Admissions. This is Madison.
Oh, this is Lyndon Johnson, President of the United States.
Aren't you dead?
Probably. I'm calling from the past through a space-time portal. Listen, what was it? Madison? Wait a minute. I thought we were calling Minnesota.
You are, sir. Madison is my name.
What were your parents thinking? I wish I had time for pleasantries, but I need you to step out in the hallway and check something for me. Do you have a proclamation from me dated 1966 congratulating your college?
Yes, Mr. President. It's right here by our office.
How is that paper holding up? Is it yellow or nasty looking?
It's a little yellow, and it looks like some of the ink smeared when they put it in the frame.
Damn it, Bob, this is what I was talking about.
I'm sorry, sir. Perhaps if we were to try a special treatment on the executor, we might get it to hold. Here, I'll put in the order.
I can't believe it! The paper just cleared right up! It looks brand new!
There you go, Bob. That's more like it. Send me over a box of that special paper.
Yes, sir. Where should I send it?
White House. Bye now. Wisconsin, that is all. Congratulations on your college's 50th year.
Thank you, Mr. President. Goodbye.
Mr. President! Mr. President, Gott in Himmel! While I was closing the time portal, something went wrong. You know those pro-segregation congressmen you banished here underneath the mountain so you could pass that Civil Rights Act?
Yeah.
Well, they wandered through the portal into the year 2015.
Oh, that is not good. That cannot be good at all. Well, we best let that dog lie. Just a little gristle in the gravy. Thank you, Dr. Bennett Pennybaker. That is all. Hubert, you still on?
Yes, Mr. President.
Jenny will have this proclamation typed up by tomorrow morning. You want to haul it up there yourself, or should we send it in the mail?
I'll bring it when I go home this weekend.
I'm sorry. I forgot to ask if you got to be president after me, Hubert. I'm sure you do, really. We just won a landslide against Goldwater, and the Republicans are talking about running on Nixon again. Can you believe it?
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a sure thing, just like the Minnesota Vikings behind that Fran Tarkenton.
The Great Northern Radio Players.